All right, Shabbos, say good morning. Let us begin. Beautiful daf ahead of us today. Today's daf is daf hey. We are picking up Emir Hashem on daf Dalit Amud Beis. We thank our sponsors for this morning's shir. We thank Avram and Shane D. Kelman for dedicating the shir Medrashos this month in the hope that the month of Av will be a month filled with joy and the eternal Beis Hamikdash. We thank our Dafyomi sponsors for the first Perek of Erevin, Jeff and Sherry Venik, and Stephen and Holly Venik, in memory of their father, Herman Venik, Chanoi Yisrael Ben Ruvain. We thank our Week of Learning sponsors, Howard and Aileen Friedman, in memory of Howard's mother, Tila Bas Chaim, as well as Ira and Miriam Grossman, for dedicating the learning in the Zuchus of Rafua for Kol Chole Yisrael. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, the Neshamas Lavin Aliyah, and indeed all those who need a Rafua will have one, together with Kol Chole Yisrael. But with that, let us begin. So we are picking up Emir Zashem on Daf Dalit Amud Beis. Today's Daf is Hey 5. We are picking up at Dalma Beis. We're picking up at Mechitzas Darai. So we have an incredible daf ahead of us today. We're picking up 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 lines up from the bottom. So remember, again, just reorient ourselves a bit. The Gemara spoke about the idea that halacha lemaisa, there are three areas which were halachas lemoshe misinai. Shiurin, chatzitzin, and mechitzin. So shiurin we learned out from the pasuk of Shiva Saminin. So chatzitzin we learned out that ultimately, really the din of the halacha lemoshe misinai was the only thing that's a chatzitza is something that is rubo umakvid. Everything else is learned out midirabanan. And now we're up to the third category of halacha lemoshe misinai, which are mechitzin or mechitzos. To which the Gemara says, Mechitzas daraisenenu. What do you mean? I said, just to be clear, I think I all understand this, but just to clarify it, when the Gemara says like this, which is said every time so far, Mechitzas daraisa, so must remember again, Halacha Moshe Misina is a law which was handed down from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai, but it's not recorded in the Torah. It's not, so it has the status of a daraisa, but it is not in the Torah. When the Gemara questions and says, one second, Mechitzas daraisa, that's another way of saying, it's not saying that, no, this law is actually recorded in the Torah. So Moshe says, the concept of a mechitza is the daraisa. Damar mar, aron tisha, vikaporas tefach. So let's remember again, the ark itself, the aron, this is the aron in the Mishkan later on in the base of Mikdash. The aron itself was 9 tefachim high. The kapores, which is the lid, was 1 tefach. Hare kan asara. That gives you a height, ultimately, again, of 10 tefachim. They're both saying, what does this have to do with anything? So if you look at Rashi, it's actually a very important Rashi. Rashi says over here, Aron Tisha, Vikaporas Tefach. So Rashi says like this. Rashi says, Aron Kofo Tisha Tefachim Dichsid, Va'ama Vachizi Komoso, Vikaporas Tefach Hari Asara, Uksividi Barti Tchame Ala Kaporas. V'tayim Parakam, the Sokar, Yossi Omer, Li'olam Lo Yarda Shechina Lemata Me'asara Dichsid, Hashamayim Shamayim La'ashem, V'yaretz Nasan Lebnei Adam. Ulamata Me'asara Tefachim, Choshev Eretz, Dichsividi Barti Tchame Ala Kaporas. So we'll say, this is actually quite, we'll see this Gemara in Sukkah Mirtz Hashem. This is incredible Gemara. We know the Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't come down to the earth. HaShemayim Shemayim LaHashem V'Yaretz Nasal Livnei Adam. That's one concept. So Yibon Sholem only remains in the celestial sphere. Man has the earth. Yet the Torah also says that what? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe from between the Kruvim on top of the Aram. So how do those two concepts shtim, right? How do they gel? At the end of the day, if God is speaking to Moshe from the lid of the arm, from between the kruvim, is that not on the earth? But yet the pasuk says, "Hashemayim shemayim laHashem." So we'll say to which the Gemara says something amazing. It must be that the area between the kruvim is not considered to be earth. It's not considered to be aretz. And we'll say, so what does that teach you? A very important discern, which is that a mechitza that is more than 10 amos demarcates a separate area. Essentially, the lid of the aron was a separate area. Was a separate area. It wasn't considered aretz. What is it considered? So from the aron you learn that the minimum dimensions of a mechitza are 10 tefachim. So therefore, what do you mean mechitzas are da'orais? Are halacha l'moshe misinai. It's a before shapasik. So the Gemara says, Lotzuicha Rabbi Yehuda da'amar amas binyan ba'ama bashisha, amas kelim ba'amas bas chamisha. So we'll say, it could very well be. Well, this comes up according to Rabbi Yehuda, because remember again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds that when talking about the building of the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, so we used an amma of 5 tefachim. I'm sorry, an amma of six tefachim. When it comes to the amma used in the building of utensils, it was an amma of five tefachim, in which case the aron was not 10 tefachim high. So therefore, again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it could very well be that the halacha l'moshe Mishnah teaches us that a mechitza needs to be 10 tefachim, because I can't learn that out from the text. But contrary, Meir says that all of the Amas of the Beis HaMikdash, both the Kivim as well as the Binyan, were six tefachim. My Ika LeMeimar, so we'll say, according to Rabbi Meir then, that is six tefachim. That means the Aron was 10 tefachim high, in which case I don't need a halacha l'moshe Misinai to teach me that a mechitza is 10 tefachim high, because at the end of the day I can learn that out directly from the Aron. So what do you do? So what does the halacha l'moshe Misinai teach me? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Meir, Ki Asa Hilchasa Legud Ulelavud. So the halacha l'moshe Mishnah by mechitzas comes to teach me all of these dramatic halachas by mechitzas, which Rabbi say we're going to get into in this mesechta, and of course also in mesecha sukkah, which are the concepts of good. So Rabbi say good means that we'll see in halacha you could view a mechitza wall as extending upward or downward, good achis or good asif. You could extend it, good, that's good. Lavud, most of we're familiar with lavud. Lavud means that any opening of three tefachim or less is halachically considered to be closed. And dofin akuma. So dofin akuma says a dramatic halacha by sukkah, which allows you essentially to have up to dalid amas, right? Four amas of invalid schach that is attached to the wall, that is viewed as a bent wall and would not invalidate a sukkah. A very dramatic halacha. So the Gemara says, yeah, good, here, right, Rashi, he's not fine. So it's therefore, again, interestingly enough, according to this approach, up until now, everyone agreed that what halacha l'moshe Mishnah was for chatzitzin, as well as for shiurin. Interestingly enough, it appears that when it comes to what is the halacha l'moshe Mishnah for mechitzas, that seems to be machlokes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha l'moshe Mishnah teaches me that the basic dimensions of a mechitza are 10 tefachim. According to Rabbi Meir, the halacha l'moshe Mishnah by mechitzas teaches me good, lavud, and dofen akoma. Good. Weiter. Haya gavah masrav. So this is a very interesting case. So remember, let's go with the Mishnah's approach, which is that a korah l'mala me'esrim. That if the beam, so remember again, I have an entrance, we have a mavui. We've established already now that my mavui, in order to carry inside of the mavui, needs something at the entranceway. Now we saw already, why is that exactly? Again, we're going to discuss this today as well. What does that lechi or korah do? We'll get to that. But I need a lechi or a korah, which means I need a side post, or I need a post, or I need a beam that goes across the top. A top beam, we'll call it, or a top post. So, and that top post must be within 20 tefachim. So 20 amas, excuse me. So we'll say, watch this case. Haya gavah me'esrim amos. So let's say again, the korah was higher than 20 amos. Uba lemato. So we'll say, what do you want to do? So again, remember, easy fix. I want to bring down the korah. I want to bring down the korah. So the Gemara says, kama memait. How much do you have to bring it down? To which the Gemara says, kama memait. What do you mean, how much do you have to bring it down? You have to bring it down as much as you have to bring it down. In other words, how high is the korah? So however high this, the korah is 25 amas, you have to bring it down 5 amas. The korah is 55 amas, you have to bring it down 35 amas. Whatever the amount of height that you have to go ahead and bring it down into 20, that's what you have to do. Ella, this is very interesting, Ella, rachbo bekama. So we'll say, what's happening over here is as follows. Just so you understand, look at Rashi. Kama mamait, mashma, kama yagbia karka. So the Gemara is asking a different question. The Gemara over here, in this case, we're not moving the korah. What are we doing? We're building up an area underneath the korah. So we'll say what we want to do is build some type of platform underneath the korah so as to diminish the airspace between the ground and the korah. So the Gemara is asking, how large does that platform have to be in order to make the korah effective for the mavui? So ela rachbo bekamo. What has to be the depth or the width, ultimately, again, of the platform in order to go ahead and allow the korah to be kosher? So it's a really a very interesting case. Rav Yosef Amar Tefach. Rav Yosef says, and asked me that, I will say, I sent you on the WhatsApp chat just a number of pictures that you could follow along. Again, not that this is such a difficult one to be able to imagine, but you can see this is it's picture number 15 in the ones that I sent you. So you can see again, the individual is building a platform underneath the Korah in order to be able to make the Korah when standing on the platform within 20 amos. So the shaila that then is going to come up is how large does the platform have to be? So that's picture number 15 of the ones that I just sent you. So we'll say imachlokes. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Amar Tefach. Rabbi Yosef says the platform need not be more than a Tefach. Abaye, Amar Abaye says Arbo. Abaye says, no, it has to be four Tefachim. Four Tefachim. So the Gemara says, what's the machlokis over here? So says the Gemara, Leima Bahakam, Leima Bahakam Miflegi, said they're arguing about the following idea. Demand the Amar Tefach, Skasavar, Mutra Lishtamish Tachas Akora. Both said the opinion, i.e., Rabbi Yosef, who says that the platform only has to be a Tefach. He holds that you are actually permitted to use the area underneath the Korah. So we'll say, so look at Rashi just a moment. This is actually quite interesting. That's Rashi on Dalai Lama Beis. Da Amar Chuda Hachiton Yorid Vesosim, Kidimashma Lekamon, Vilcha Kivan Deshir Esrim Amma Mishum Heker, Hariu Yesh Heker Le Omir Al Oso Tepach, Shegava Tachasakar. So let's listen to this. We're going to see that in journalism, Machloge is exactly how a Korah works. What does the Korah do? So there is an opinion that says what the Korah does is as follows. There's a concept of pi tikra yored v'sosim, which literally means the edge of a ceiling comes down and seals. Which means we both say that one possibility as to how the Korah works is we view halachically that the edge of the Korah like extends downward and goes ahead and creates a wall, walling in the mavui. Well, even if you hold pi tikra yored v'sosim, the shaila becomes which edge of the Korah extends downward. Is it what we'll call the inner edge, which is the edge further into the Mavui, or is it the outer edge? Well, if you hold that it's the outer edge that comes down, that means you could use the area underneath the Mavui. Well, if you could use the area underneath the Mavui, all I need is what? Remember, what's the minimum width of a Mavui? Of a Korah? A Tefach. So therefore, all I need is a platform the size of a Tefach as well, because this way, when I'm on that platform, first of all, I'm still within the enclosure of the Mavui, and also now that I'm standing within 20 Amos of the Korah, I'll be able to see the Korah. Okay, so the Gemara says, Tab of Hey, Uman Damar Arba, the opinion that says, Fort Tefachim Kasavar Asra Lishnai Mishtachas HaKorah. He holds that you are not permitted to use the area underneath the Korah, and therefore, look at Rashi, Tap Rashi Hey Madalif, because according to this opinion, he holds that Allah Alamai said is the inner edge of the Korah that in fact extends downward. And therefore the width of the Korah itself is actually outside of the Mavoi enclosure. So again, it could very well be that what's the machlokis over here? What edge of the Korah? Again, I will say, there's a lot of assumptions over here. Assumption number one is that the way a Korah works is that it essentially encloses the Mavoi. And how does it enclose the Mavoi? Pi tikra yored v'sosim. We assume that we view it as if the edge of the Mavoi creates a halachic wall. So then the machlokis could be which edge of the Mavoi creates the halachic wall. If you hold it's the outer edge being the edge closer to Rosh Sarabim, that means you could use the area underneath the Korah. Therefore, really all I need to do is build up a platform that is within 20 amos to the Korah, because I could stand under the Korah. Once I'm standing under that platform, I can see, because most remember again, this is all an issue of ocular recognition, right? This is all an idea that I want to be reminded that there's a Korah. I want to be able to see the Korah, so I don't come to inadvertently carry into Rosh Hashanah. See, if you hold that you can use the area underneath the Korah, fantastic. Then I can stand under the Korah, see the Korah, and I'll remember not to carry into Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, the built-up area, the platform, need only be one Tefach, to mirror the width of the Korah itself. But if you hold that halacha lamaisa, pi tikra v'sosim means the inner edge of the Korah is the one that extends downward, that means pretty much everything from the inner edge and out is really not the mavo, it's really like the Rosh Sarabim, then I can't carry underneath that Korah. So therefore, I need a platform of four tefachim. Because this way, what'll happen? So this way, it'll extend under the Korah and out. This way, again, I'll have the ability to see the Korah within 20 amas before I get under it. So the Gemara said, no, that's not it. The Choli Amakasari Murtalish Tamishtachas Kras. So we'll say, Halach Lamais, and this is indeed how we paskin. Everyone agrees that you are permitted to use the area underneath the Korah. That, in fact, is not a machlokes. You can use the area underneath the Korah. Ubahakum, if you give this, so this is what they're arguing about. Shabbos says, so I'll just point out, if you look at Rashi for just a moment, we're going to see all of these sugyas. These are all going to be independent sugyas, but just see, I appreciate it now. So we paskin halacha l'maisa, you could use the area underneath the korah. But I'll tell you why that is, Rashi says. Look at Rashi. Lo duchuli alma mutra ubaha pligi marzava korah. Actually, let's read the Gemara. So first of all, we paskin, you could use the area underneath the korah. So what's the machlok? Is it v'alka miflegi? Marzava korah mishum heker. Omar Savar Kora Mishum Mechitza. Oh, I will say, what's that play over here? A Yisodistik Machlokes. How does Kora work? So we'll say, remember again, Midaraisa, I can carry in a Mavoi. There's no problem with that. Chazal came along and said, we want you to put a beam at the end of your Kora, right? We want you to put a top beam at the edge of your Kora to permit carrying in the Mavoi. What does that beam do? So that's a Machlokes. One says the beam is a hacker. A reminder, just a mostly simple reminder. What do we want to remind you of? That you're about to go into a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and just because you could carry in the Mavoi, you cannot carry into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. The other opinion says, no, that Korah actually creates a halachic wall, creates a halachic partition for the Mavoi. So we'll say, look at Rashi for just a moment. Lo duchuli amma motra ubahab pligi mar savar Korah. The first opinion, which is really Rav Yosef, will say the whole point of the Korah is a hecker, it's a reminder. So as long as you have a platform that's at least a tefach underneath it, this way a person when standing underneath the Korah will see the Korah. Mission accomplished, we're good to go. Whereas Abaye holds, that you need a platform of four tefachim. Why? Look at Rashi. Uman darma arba kasavar kora, hamataras mavoi time mishum mechitza. Darminon chudo hachitza yorid vesosim. Ba'on rabbanon did betfei me'esim lo amrin yorid vesosim. V'cheva do lahavi miyot dalid. Avim mechitza asuri lefachos midalid. We're coming, so let's listen to this. Whereas Abaye will say like this, if you hold that Korah works because of Mechitza, which is actually incredible, a Mechitza is only meaningful if what? What is a partition? It's only meaningful if it demarcates an area. What's the minimum dimensions of a halachically significant area? Four Tefachim. Sefer says, Rav Yosef who holds, we'll see, hear this Machlokes, according to this approach, the Machlokes is the Yisodistic Machlokes as to what the Korah accomplishes. What does that top beam accomplish? Rav Yosef says, it's just a reminder. That's all. It's just a reminder. So therefore, as long as you have a tefach of space underneath the Korah that makes the Korah within 20 amas, you're good to go. Because somebody's going to stand under that platform, they're going to see it, hecker accomplished, and let's move on. Rav Yosef Abaye says, no, Korah is a mechitza. That's how Korah works. It mamish creates a halachic partition. Well, if it creates a halachic partition, a partition is only meaningful if it demarcates a halachically meaningful area. The minimum dimensions of a halachically meaningful area are what? Four tefachim. Therefore, the platform itself must be four tefachim. The other possibility is, everyone agrees that halacha l'maisa, a korah, a beam, ultimately, again, is mishum heker. Is a reminder that we should not carry from the Mavui into Rosh Sarabim. V'hacha beheker shalmato, beheker shamala kamiflegi. And here they're arguing about the reminder on the bottom versus, I should say, the minimum reminder versus the maximum reminder. What does this mean? Dimar savar, aminon heker shalmata, keheker shalmala. One opinion says that the reminder on top is like, or I should say, the maximum reminder is like the minimum reminder. I'll define this just a moment. Dimar savar, lo aminon heker shalmata, keheker shalmala. So I'll say, what does this mean? So take a look at Rashi for just a moment. Rashi says over here, Rashi says, No, Rashi. So just listen to this. So when they say Heker Shamat, so we're going to see that Halacha L'maisa, the minimum shear for the Mavoi is going to be 10 Tefachim, as we just saw before. So the Gemara suggests that Halacha L'maisa, here, if you look at, it's that same Rashi, Yuman Da'amar Arba Kasavar Korah. So Rashi says over here, if you look at the bottom of that Rashi, the ein rosh hasayach lefachus dal tefachim, va'af bishamok of mechisas shal asar tefachim, ubegistaros dechananya. No, I'm sorry, wrong Rashi. Let's just say this outside. So therefore again, it could be that the machlokes is as follows: that does the upper dimensions of a mavui have to resemble the lower dimensions of a mavui? That do we say that ultimately, again, the marsav arminan heker shamata keheker shamala, or marsav lo arminan heker shamata keheker shamala? So one opinion will say that halacha lamaisa, the upper limits of a korah will have to resemble that of the lower limits of the korah, whereas the other opinion says that need not be true. The upper dimensions and lower dimensions need not mirror each other. And I will say, we're going to see what that means in the next case, because I'm just going to give you coming attractions. Coming attractions are going to be what happens if you have a korah that's too low and you want to dig out an area in order to make the korah fit for you. So long as this is just a moment. Vibaisema, the other possibility is the choli alma minan heker shalmata keheker shamala. Other possibility is that no, everyone holds that halacha lemaisa, the heker shalmata is just like the heker shalmala v'halacha. What's the machlokis here, Rabosai? The machlokis over here is Rabosai, so for example, as we're going to see, let me just tell you this now. As we're going to see is, let's say you have a mavoi or a korah that is too low. So technically speaking, we're going to see if you hollow out a tefach of space, that's going to be enough. So just like it's enough if you hollow out a tefach of space if the korah is too low, should be enough if you build up a tefach of space if the korah is too high. So that was the first thing. Gemara says, no, maybe everyone agrees that halacha lemaisa heker shamata keheker shamala, that whatever you're going to do ultimately to hollow out space to make the mavoi that's too low sufficient will be enough to go ahead and remedy the korah that's too high. But perhaps there is a fundamental distinction. There is one simple distinction, Rabosai, about what? The concern that maybe you may come to erode the area. Look at Rashi. Gzer shem yifchos, ayde drisas raglayim yifchas hamiut, v'yamod apachos mitavach. Hilchach bo'inon tfei, v'chiben daf kise meheker shamalo, uk me'arba dechashi b'chol duchto. So this is actually very interesting. Even if we want to say that on a technical level, everyone agrees that building up a platform of a tefach is enough in order to go ahead and remedy a korah that is too high, maybe what they're concerned about, I will say, is as follows. Remember, when you're building up a platform, what are you building a platform out of? So bepashos, it could even be you're building up dirt. So what's the concern? The concern is that platform is going to be eroded by pedestrian traffic. So you could have, if you have a platform that is just a tefach, over time, that could be eroded by people walking on it to less than a tefach, in which case your mavoi is no longer rectified. So there's a simple fix for that. What's the simple fix? Make the platform four tefachim. Not because you need the platform to be four tefachim, but why? But why? Because this way, if there is some platform erosion, you are still good. Okay, so I'll say, so that's the machlokes. Bottom line, halacha lemaisa, Shulchan Aruch Pas, Raman Paskins, like the statement of Rav Yosef, that if you have a korah that is too high, it is lemala me'esrim, and you want to make it usable, if you build a platform that is at least one tefach underneath that korah, you have made the korah kosher for the mavoi, and you can now carry inside of the mavoi. Now, I will say, that approach comes attached with a lot of things. Primarily, that the concept of a korah is a heker. It's not a mechitza, as we're going to see. Again, that's the machlokas you're going to see throughout Erevin, throughout this perek, right? We're going to see again, is a korah, does it work because it effectively, pitikra yod visosim, the edge is viewed as coming down, that the korah itself is a mechitza, or it's just a reminder? We're going to see over and over again that the dominant view is that a korah is a reminder. Now, because it's a reminder, therefore it has to be within ocular range. So therefore, as long as, if it's too high, as long as I create a platform underneath it that is at least one tefach, I'm good to go. And that indeed is halacha lemaisa. Good. Hayapachos miasrat tefachim. So I'll say, here's the reverse case. What happens if, now remember, the minimum height of a korah for a mavui is 10 tefachim. But we'll say that's just what we learned before by mechitzas, right? Because the minimum definition of an area, of a height of an area is 10 tefachim. So what happens if my korah is too low? My korah is too low. So what do? V'chakak bolash nimolah asara. Kama chokik. And now I want to go ahead and dig out an area. So in the previous case, I was building up a platform. Now I want to dig out an area in order to make the korah 10 tefachim high. So we'll say this is picture number 16. that I sent you on the WhatsApp. But we are again, I both say these are pretty kind of straightforward. Right? See, I just want to dig out an area underneath the korah in order to go to make it tall enough. So how much do I have to dig out? So the Gemara says, "Come the tzarchli." What do you mean? How much you have to dig out? Whatever amount you have to dig out in order to make it 10 tefachim high. No. Elamashcho bekama. What we're asking, I both say, is how much does that area have to extend into the mavui? So what I'm asking not really is about depth. Depth, I understand. I have to make it into the question is how far does that area have to extend into the mavui? What's essentially the width of the area? Rav Yosef Amar b'Dalad. So what's Rav Yosef says? Dalad Amas. I'm sorry. Dalad Tfachim. Excuse me. Four Tfachim. Abaye Amar ba'arba Amas. And Abaye says 4 Amas. We'll say more dramatic machlokis over here. Right? See, either 4 Tfachim or 4 Amas. So they must be Rabbi Asi Kamiflagi. So they must be arguing about Rabbi Aaron Rabbi Asi. You both say, why, what happened? We'll say, actually a fascinating case. The Itmar, Mavui Shinifrats Mitzido, Klape Roshor. We'll say, imagine the following case. You have a Mavui, and the Mavui itself was breached on one of the side walls. So if you imagine, you're looking straight into the Mavui. So what you see in front of you, I'm standing in your shrub and looking into the Mavui. So I see the Korah on top, and I see two walls going down on the Mavui. So I'll say, what happens? There's a breach on one of the sides of the Mavui, Klape Rosho, towards the entrance of the Mavui. So I'll say, you could see this. This is pictures number 17 and 18. You can see it. Well, we'll see the details of those pictures, but you can at least see what the Gemara is talking about over here. So I have a breach in the sidewall of the Mavui. The Gemara says, "Say itmar mishrei Rabbi Am Rabbi Asi im yesh sham pas dalid matir bepirtsa ad eser." So we'll say, as long as a part of the wall is intact. So we'll say, when we see the wall, as long as a part of the wall, the front part of the wall, which is the part that supports the korah, right, and going down, as long as there's at least 4 tefachim of that wall intact, so then you're okay with the breach, as long as the breach is less than 10 amas. Vim lav, but ultimately again, if there is not at least 4 tefachim of the wall intact, then pakos mishlosha matir. Then if the breach is less than 3 tefachim, it's okay. Shlosha ino matir, but more than 3 tefachim, ultimately, again, it's not good. Rav Yosef islay Rabbi Ami la bayis l'ramos. We'll say, so what do you see? What comes out from this? It's very interesting. So in this case over here, where the mavui wall is breached, so what do you see? What does the Gemara say? As long as 4 tefachim of the wall, of the front part of the wall, is intact, then the mavui is kasha, the mavui is good. Of course, the mavui is coming. The mavui is intact, and you're good as long as you don't have a breach of more than 10 amas, which goes back to the first Mishnah. But if there's less than 4 tefachim of wall intact, then the problem is a breach of any more than 3 tefachim will invalidate the mavui. So what do you see from here? You see from here that a width, an area of 4 tefachim, is the minimum dimensions for a mavui, which seems to align with the position of Rav Yosef. So we'll say Rav Yosef holds of this position, Abaye does not. Amr lecha Abaye says, no. You're comparing two different cases. Hasam sof mavoi, hacha tchilas mavoi. This is talking about a case of a mavoi that already exists. We're dealing with a case of a mavoi that doesn't yet exist. So we'll say, in the case in question, we're talking about a korah that from the beginning was put too low, which means this mavoi was never halachically appropriate. Now we want to dig it out and figure out how far to dig it out. So this is actually interesting. So Abaye says, isn't it fascinating to see that there could be a distinction between a mavoi that was kosher and now encountered a problem? So it could very well be, says Abaye, that if you have a mavoi that was quote-unquote kosher, meaning fit for Shabbos use, and then something happens to it, the criteria to render it usable is much less than making something kosher from the beginning. As well as it's an incredible hashkafa, right? If you think about it, meaning the ability to make something fit for use in the beginning is a much higher threshold than it is to go out and take something that was already kosher but became a little bit compromised. I will say it's kind of like Geirus, right? In order to become Jewish, so there's a much higher bar, right? If you're born Jewish, what you do or what you don't do has absolutely no impact on who you are. It has an impact on what happens to you, but it has no impact on who you are. You're Jewish, even if you commit every single Aveira. Once the status is intact, so the erosion of the status is much more difficult. But if you don't have the status, to attain the status is a Herculean task. So Abaye will say, Once you have a mavui, Enoch Nami, I will agree that minimum dimensions of four tefachim will allow the mavui to remain fit. But if it's not even yet a mavui, then halacha lemaisa, you need at least dalet amos. Iika arba amos in ilo lo amrabai minamino. So I said, from where do I know? Where do I know about say that dalet amos is the minimum dimension of a mavui? Disanya, because learning the following brisa, ein mavui nitar belechi v'kora ad shiubatim v'chazeros psuchan l'socho. A mavui cannot be remedied with a lechi or a kora until you have homes and chazeros that open up into it. V'i bedalet, Sabai said, let me ask you. If you have a mavoi that has minimum dimensions of four tefachim, hechi mishkachas, they will say four tefachim is nothing. So how can you, so remember, if by definition a mavoi is something which has to have chaseros open up into it, then how could the minimum dimension of a mavoi be four tefachim? That's not enough to have courtyards and homes open up into a mavoi. The Gemara says, v'chitema tepasach le'bedofen amtsoi. So maybe you'll say, no, it can work. It can work with a middle wall. They're both saying, now what's the case of a middle wall? If you take a look for just a moment, it's picture number 19. So we'll say, so there is a way with a super small mavoi. You can see over here where you have in that picture 19, I'm sorry, you'll see it's all in the WhatsApp chat. Normally, I wouldn't refer you to your phones. I'll try to print them out to me in the future. But Lamaisa, you could see over here that there's that little space. That little space constitutes the mavoi, picture 19. So I'll say, so maybe we're just talking about a... I think you only sent that one, the first picture. Okay. Our school's picture is good. Okay, so, good. I know, but mine are color. Mine are color. This is mine. It's like beautiful. Okay, I thought, let me see if... Okay, you know what? Maisha, I'm just going to send them to you. Hi, Maisha, I just sent them all to you. I'm sorry about that. I'll say thank you. Such an idle group. I've been talking about pictures for the last 25 minutes and no one said anything. All right, so we'll say, so let's go like this. So good. You'll see in just a moment, it could be talking about essentially, I will say, a very small mavui, where again, it's a small mavui. That's what the picture is going to show you, Amir Teshem, as you'll see in just a moment, hopefully. So the Gemara says, maybe that's the case. So the Gemara says, Vamar Rav Nachman Naktinon, Ezehu Mavui, Shenitar Balechi Vekora. What is the type of mavui that is remedied with a lechi or a kora? Kol Sha'arko Yeser Arachbo. Any time that the length is greater than its width. Ubatim Mechaseris Psuchon Lesocho. And you have homes and chaseros that are opened up into the mavoi, to which the Gemara of Rav Yosef the pasach lebi keren zavis. Most of the other possibility is that essentially the batim and chaseros open up to the mavoi at a corner. So we'll say these are all just different imaginative ways of showing how you can have an exceptionally small mavoi that still satisfies these criteria. Because we'll say, interestingly enough, the din of the mavoi demands that halacha lemaisa, the chatseros open up into the mavui. So we're trying to figure out how can you have a mavui that's so small. I mean, this is Rav Yosef's, Zabai's point. The minimum dimensions of a mavui must be at least dalramas. Because lemaisa, again, any smaller than that, you can't have batim the chatseros opening up. Which the Gemara says, yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can have a small mavui, you can have an angled mavui, fine. So Gemara says, Amra bai mina minala, da amra bi barachama, amra funa, lechi abolit mi dovno shal mavui. So listen to this. Sabai says, still, I'll give you another proof to my shita. Listen to this. Rami barachama says, name of Rav Huna, lechi abolit mi dovno shal mavui. If you have a lechi, remember, a lechi is a side post that extends out from the wall of a mavui. Pachos mi arba amos nidon mishum lechi. So we'll say in this case over here, what you have over here is, if you can imagine, up until now we've been dealing with an entrance of a mavoi that's totally open. What happens if in the entrance of the mavoi you have a wall that extends out and put a lechi at the side of that wall? So the Gemara says everything depends on the following: if the wall is less than dalet amos, nidon mishum lechi. Then enochinami again, the lechi is good. So we'll say, so remember again, this is a wall that is extending out at the entrance of the mavoi. So if the wall extends out less than dalet amos, then the lechi will work. The lechi will work. The Gemara says, "Veinozarech lechi achar latir." You don't need another lechi. Dalet amos. But if the wall extends out dalet amos, then what? Nidon mishum mavoi. Then Rabbi said, at that point, if you have a wall that extends Dalet Amos out at the entrance, you have the Mavui, that wall is part of the Mavui itself. Bitzarech lechi acher lahatiro. And you would require a different lechi in order to go ahead and permit the Mavui. So we'll say, what do you see from here? You see from here that the minimum dimensions of a Mavui are really Dalet Amos. V'Rav Yosef, what will Rav Yosef counter this? Remember, Rav Yosef says that it's four tfachim, not four amos. Rav Yosef, lafuki mitoras lechi ad diika arba amos. Let me have the Gemara says, lafuki mitoras lechi. This Gemara is dealing with what ultimately negates its identity as a lechi. Ad diika arba amos lehavi mavui. So up until 4 amos, ultimately, again, it's considered to be part of the mavui. But ultimately, again, so we'll say, we're talking about what goes ahead and negates the use of a lechi. But in Rav Yosef will still say that halacha l'maisa, the minimum dimensions of a mavui will still be 4 tefachim. So therefore, I will say, fundamental machlokis. So just to understand, this machlokis is framed in the case of if you have a lechi that's too low and you want to dig out in order to make the lechi permitted. So you want to hollow out an area in order to make the lechi permitted. How much do you have to dig out? So machlokis ultimately Rav Yosef and Abaye. Rav Yosef says Dalet Amos. Abaye says Dalet Tfachim. I'm sorry. Rav Yosef says Dalet Tfachim. Abaye says Dalet Amos. But I just want to point out over here that the Gemara understands that this machlokis is a fundamental machlokis regarding the actual dimensions of a mavui. So what it happens to be, we paskin like Abaye, that halacha l'maaseh, if you have a korah that is too low, you must hollow out an area of 4 amos in order to go ahead and make the lechi permitted. Rabbi said, there happens to be, we really have to move, but there happens to be another fascinating machlokis, hashkaf over here, Rabbi said, which is, you know, there are two ways that people address different things in life. Because Rabbi said, you say to yourself, you have a lechi that's too high, korah that's too high, korah that's too low. Isn't there a simpler fix, which is, why don't you just move the korah? Why don't you just move the korah? So I'll say, so it's interesting that in life, people approach problems in different ways. See, I will say, so some people will fix the problem. I'll move the korah higher, I'll move the korah lower. Some people dig stuff out, and some people dig foundations. But some people excavate. See, I will say, sometimes in life, people don't actually want to address problems. They just want to dig all around it. It's an incredible yisod in life. It's so much less effort just to move the korah. But moving the korah means directly addressing the problem. I'd rather not address the problem. I'd rather build additions. I'd rather excavate an incredible yisod. And I'll say, what happens when you don't address your problems in life? You got a whole shak levitaria. There's a whole shak, the machlogis, Rav Yosef, a whole bunch of stuff. Instead, by the way, we could have consolidated the whole sugya. Move the korah. Just move the korah. But again, when you choose not to tackle your challenges in life directly, things become much more convoluted and complicated. Find the courage to move your korah, and you'll resolve your problems, you'll resolve your challenges in a much more expeditious fashion. Says the Gemara, Gufa, Amar Rav Chama, Amar Rai Bar Chama, Amar Rav Huna, Lechi Aboy Midot Hashemah. So let's go out for just a moment. So Rav Yosef quoted this case of where you have, up until now, we've been dealing always with the open side of the Mavui being totally open. In this interesting case, you have a wall that extends across the entranceway of the Mavui. So we said, if the wall extends, let's explain again. So, lechi abolik midofno shal Mavui. So we'll say, if you have a lechi that is next to that wall that extends by the entranceway of the Mavui, so amadeis, we got to amadeis, pachas me'arba amos nidom mishum lechi. If ultimately, again, the wall extends less than dalet amos, then the lechi works. And you don't need another lechi in order to permit the mavui. However, dalet amos, but if the front wall, both say, so just, I don't know, Mashi, did the pictures go through to you? They got through, okay. So both say, so just so you could see what I'm talking about over here, this is picture number 22. So you can see this is the case over here of normally, again, the entrance of the mavui is open. Over here, again, you see you have a wall that extends across the entrance of the mavui. So at the, and now you're putting a lechi, well, you have a lechi by the side, by that front wall. So the Gemara says like this, if the wall is dalet amos, then the lechi is not going to work. You need another lechi. But ultimately, again, but if the wall is less than dalet amos, then you're good to go. So we'll say, let's say the wall is dalet amos some more, and therefore you do in fact require another lechi. Where are you putting the lechi? Watch this. If you're putting that lechi right next to the wall, isn't that lechi just going to be viewed as an extension of the wall? And Rabbos, remember again, that won't work. Why? Because a lechi has to be something separate and recognizable. That's remember again, Rabbos, say lechi and korah are mishum heker. There is a reminder. Well, a reminder only works if what? If it looks different than everything else around it. But if it looks the same, then Allah says it's not going to work. See, if you already have a wall that extends Dalet Amos, and you're going to put the lechi next to the wall, the lechi is going to be viewed as an extension of the wall, and it's not going to work. So therefore, what do you do with it? Very simple. You just put the lechi by the other side. Actually, that's actually picture 22. Right? You just put the lechi by the other side. Just put it on the opposite side. Therefore, it's a recognizable lechi. Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yoshua Amar Afilu Tema Demuki Le'Badei. You could even put it by the same wall. Rather, what do you have to do? Dimitavi Bei Ov Dimitzer Bei. All you need to do, Abba says, make the lechi a little taller or a little shorter than the wall. That's it. Very simple. And again, I will say, if you like pictures, you can see that's pictures 23 and 24. Just make it a little taller. Just make it a little shorter, and you are good to go. Amar Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yoshua. Lo Amran, Rav Huna says, so when do we say that a lechi shiyosir min dalet amos is pasul, ela b'mavui shmona. So when do we say that if the lechi is more than dalet amos, ultimately again such a lechi doesn't work? That's only b'mavui shiva. B'mavui shmona. That's only if the mavui ultimately again is more than 8 amos. Aval b'mavui shiva, but if the mavui is 7 amos, then nitar ba'omim rubal apar. So this is very interesting. This is quite fascinating. But so we're seeing all of these halachas. Omim rubal apar, we're going to see, means that when you have a mechitza, when you have a wall, if there is more closed area than open area, then the wall is considered to be closed off. So we'll say, for example, so now if you have, let's say, a mavoi that is more than 8 amas in width, and you have a wall that extends on that front area, what would be the entrance, that is 4 amas, that's when you're going to need a lechi in order to go ahead and allow for carrying inside of the mavui. But technically speaking, if you have a front wall of 4 amas and the width of the mavui is only what? 7 amas, that means what? More of the entranceway is closed off than open. Because we'll say if the wall extends dalet amas and the width is only 7 amas, that means you have 4 amas closed, 3 amas open. That's called omid meruba ala paritz. That is called, we'll say that's what? The closed area is more than the open area, and therefore, again, the mavoi is actually considered to be totally sealed. The kavachomer mechatzer, this could be a kavachomer from chatzer. Uma chatzer shein niteres b'lechi v'korah, niteres b'amim nuruba ala paritz. We'll say there is no concept of lechi and korah by a chatzer, but yet chatzer is governed by the rules of omid meruba ala paritz, which means that as long as more area is closed than open, you could carry inside of the chatzer. Mavoi shenitar b'lechi v'korah inodin shenitar ba'omim meruba ala paritz. And I will say, certainly mavoi, which is permitted through a lechi and a korah, should certainly also be permitted through the concept of omid meruba ala paritz. That if more is closed than open, it's considered to be sealed off. To which the Gemara says, well, it's not a totally good raya. Ma'lo chatzer shekin pirtzasa be'eser. Then I will say, when it comes to a chatzer, if you have a breach in the chatzer wall of more than 10 tefachim, Tomar b'mavui, I'm sorry, 10 amas. Tomar b'mavui shepirtzasa ba'arba. When it comes to mavui, it appears that the breach that invalidates the mavui is dalet amas. Kasav Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yoshua, mavui nami pirtzasa ba'eser. So apparently Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yoshua says that by a mavui, also if you have a pirtza, if you have a breach, that of 10 tefachim, or of 10 amas, I should say, that is also going to invalidate. So we'll say, we'll have to stop over here. I apologize. We're stopping a little bit mid-sugya. But we'll say, just understand what we are leading off with over here. So what we're stopping with over here, we'll say, is this case of trying to figure out the unique case. Normally, a mavoi has a totally open fourth side. I'm calling fourth side the entranceway to the Rishus Rabbim. But we're beginning to see that when there is a wall that extends on that fourth side, depending on the size of the wall, will affect a number of things. Number one, whether you need a lechi or korah at all. That's aleph. If you do need a lechi or korah, where do you put it? Right? How is it going to be situated? But now halachas are being introduced to is if the wall extends more than dalet amos and the width of the mavoi is less than 8, then enachinami, that mavoi might be sealed altogether. Why? Because we'll say if you have that front wall that is more than dalet amos and the width is less than 8, that means you have omed meruba ala parut, which means more of the area is sealed than open. And when more of the area is sealed than open, then halacha lemaisa, the area is permitted for carrying. It was one step over here. I apologize. We're leaving off a couple lines from the end of that sugya. Pick up with it tomorrow, Mirat Hashem. Okay. Shkoyach.